This is the Elizabeth School District Board of Directors meeting, Monday, June 27th, 2022, amended agenda. And I'd like to call this meeting to order at 5:04 p.m. Would you please, roll call, please?
Dr. Blackham?
Here.
Dr. Booth?
Here.
Dr. Crumpfiler?
Here.
Dr. Carter?
Here.
Dr. Olson?
Here.
All right. Please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Can I get a motion to move into executive session under CRS 24-6-402-4A for the purpose of considering the sale or the sale or transfer of Frontier High School. Okay, let me back up. Approval, can I get a motion to approve the agenda, the amended agenda?
So moved.
Okay, all right. Roll call, please.
First, and it was Rhonda, right?
Yeah.
Okay, she can take first out here. Director Blackham?
Aye.
Dr. Booth?
Aye.
Dr. Crumpfiler?
Yes.
Dr. Carter?
Aye.
Dr. Olson?
Aye.
All right. Now, can I get a motion to approve moving into executive session under CRS 24-6-402-4A for the purpose of considering the sale or transfer of Frontier High School?
So moved. Second.
Okay. And who is in the room right now? We've got...
Roll call, please. Dr.
Bacham? Aye.
Dr. Booth?
Aye.
Dr. Crumpfiler?
Yes.
Dr. Carter?
Yes.
Dr. Olson?
Aye.
All right. Now we are moving into executive session CRS 24-6-402-4A for the purpose of considering the sale or transfer of Frontier High School. All right. It's 5:55 and we're going to move back into open session. And we are then going, I'm looking for a motion to move into executive session under CRS 24-6-402-4D, specialized details of security arrangements or investigations.
So moved. Second.
All right. Roll call, please.
Director Blackham?
Aye.
Director Booth?
Aye.
Director Crumpfiler?
Yes.
Director Carter?
Yes.
Dr. Olson?
Aye.
All right. All right, so it is 7:32, and we are moving out of executive session. We're going to take a five-minute break, and then we're going to hit the open session agenda big time.
All right.
Okay, it is 7:38, and we are back in open session. And now that we're in open session, we are moving on our agenda to recognition for Superintendent Douglas Bissonnette. And very exciting. And we've got a couple of things that we would like to celebrate for you, with you. We've made a couple of proclamations. So, you know, those are official proclamations, right?
Wow.
So I'm going to read these. I'm going to read these to you, okay? All right, you ready?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Fasten my seatbelt.
Yeah, really. Fasten your seatbelt. Get ready. A proclamation is what it says on the top, and you'll see this in just a moment. But whereas the students and faculty of Elizabeth School District enjoyed all the benefits of in-person education during the 2021-2022 school year, Elizabeth School District was one of the first to choose a safe return to a full and rich experience with minimum of distractions. Maneuvering through a mountain of data, best practices, and recommendations made for a smooth transition from Zoom classes to legitimate face-to-face education. Whereas rural school districts face obstacles related to teacher salaries, health care, and cost of living. Therefore, many trips to the State House were made, armed with stacks of evidence in order to alleviate the disparity realized by educational communities throughout Colorado. Those efforts have been memorialized by his peers at every level. Whereas Elizabeth Schools accepted the opportunities afforded it through the Homegrown Talent Initiative to make transformation changes toward career connection education, Through these efforts, Elizabeth students can earn college credit, work on trade certifications, and complete a licensure program through our own CNA program. Future students can become certified automotive specialists through newly established courses. Students at all levels now work toward traits of an Elizabeth graduate. Whereas the entire Elizabeth community came together and overwhelmingly agreed to a mill levy override to increase teacher salaries, provide cutting-edge technology, and initiate an updated safety plan. These measures were articulate, focused, and made an immediate impact on the Elizabeth School District. These efforts created an environment for sustained improvement for many years to come. As promised, follow-up indicates Elizabeth Schools have proven worthy of the trust placed in its leadership by our community. Therefore, we, the Elizabeth Board of Education, do hereby proclaim Douglas Bissonnette our friend of Elizabeth Schools in perpetuity and is entitled to all the rights and privileges accompanying this title on his 21st day of June 2022. We did it on the, it's
27. The actual print is right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, wait a minute. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Wait, there's more.
There is more. But hang on.
Where is?
Okay.
So well, let's present this. Do you want to
take a
picture?
That's you, yeah. Oh, so let me.
Get out there. Come on.
All right, Douglas, there you go. This is the proclamation. That I just read. There we go.
There you go. Excellent.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, wait.
There's more.
Have a seat.
For four easy payments of $19. And then you get these Jensen
knives. I'm really glad, though, that you guys didn't put C1 anywhere in here.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so we have another one. This is a proclamation. Whereas the students and faculty of the Elizabeth School District enjoyed all the benefits of in-person... Did I just read that?
No. It's similar.
Okay, that's right. Okay. Elizabeth School District was one of the first to choose a safe return to a full and rich educational experience with a minimum of distractions. Maneuvering through best practices and recommendations made for a smooth transition from Zoom classes to legitimate face-to-face education. Whereas mountains and miles of information were available from a myriad of sources, this information was disseminated and analyzed in order to produce graphs, slides, and reports in great mass to inform the public of trends and conditions during the COVID-19 pandemic. Whereas local agencies shared different views on facts generated and worked tirelessly to deter the reopening of schools, Elizabeth School was able to celebrate an in-person graduation and subsequent return to schools by all students in the fall of 2021. Whereas Elizabeth Schools purchased testing kits long before they were readily available to the general public. These kits were generously distributed to the students, teachers, and families of our community in order to receive swift and immediate care when needed and peace of mind during the pandemic. And therefore, we, the Elizabeth Board of Education, do hereby proclaim Douglas Bissonnette our COVID commander and is entitled to all the rights and privileges accompanying this title on this 27th day of June 2022.
It is now a national holiday.
It is.
We're here.
All right.
There you go.
That's right. Yeah, well, it's from the board. It's from the whole board.
It's more like
okay,
a graduation.
Do it this way.
Yeah. Right.
Excellent.
All right. Two proclamations.
Two.
I love the word.
COVID commander.
You guys are.
And I have to say, Craig, he's great with words.
Yes.
You just did great job. And then
great work with Jason and Kristen.
Yeah, and Kristen and Jason. Yeah. And, you know, it was a team effort. And so, yeah. Douglas, thank you very much. And we'll have cake. Should we just do it now or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get me a Z.
Yeah. I got it.
Gone off the rails.
Off the rails.
So we'll cut the cake, and then we'll get back to information.
Right. Can we actually get
air into the sources of information overload about the air?
Well, it's Deb's day.
And that was just for
it's
me.
It's National Holiday. COVID Commander.
It's an Elizabeth Holiday.
He left me this stack of paperwork, like this tall COVID stuff.
Oh my gosh. Right.
That's all?
Oh, there's binders.
He took more of it.
That's just that's like,
all. I was going to say, I've seen.
No, there is in their closet, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's like this much. Yeah.
Well, which is your, outside of a binder.
This was the stuff I found.
Did you get a picture of the guys?
Oh, God.
I got it.
Okay,
I got it.
Buzzkill over here.
He was really excited.
Girls always do that. Girls get the picture.
We're bigger than we're.
My goodness.
He's moving this meeting along.
He is.
Abs aren't playing.
Is it just vanilla?
That makes sense. So. Probably a big one for Douglas. Do you want the
which
chocolate
one would you
corner?
Like?
Chocolate. Thank you.
All right. Should we get a picture now or afterwards?
Probably now, just in case if anybody gets
chocolate
taken.
Corner.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Carrie, let's do a picture.
Here, let's do a picture. Let me do this.
He's into it, though.
Can we do it kind of in front of the whiteboard over here so we don't have a lot of background?
We can gather around the
air filter. There you go. That's perfect.
I've had some sugar in the last 2 weeks.
Get on it.
Come on, get in here, folks.
Come on.
Okay. Move on in. Moving on in.
Ron, do you want to be?
10 degrees
different. Okay, give me some smiles. Thank you. All right, let's do a few of these, just in case anybody's blinking or anything like that. All right, got several.
I'm
not
a blinker.
Thank you.
I'm very gracious with
you. I'm a blinker.
I do too.
Mike, do you want a piece?
Oh, yeah. Right on. All right, let's eat some cake and finish talking. I have a chair right there.
Carrie, did you get some?
No.
Sorry.
It's like
no, I had some. As a matter of fact.
Sorry.
So rude.
Those may or may not work if you get pulled over by the cops. I'm just saying out loud.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, and this is good. You know, I'm killing it right now. Do you like anything?
Have you seen me?
That was so funny when the coffee was going. This is me. I couldn't. There was so much noise going on. I'm like,
I almost said, excuse me, because I said I was hungry earlier. Remember, I was dying to eat.
Looking. I was like, oh man, it's the cookie.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Everybody?
Everyone have cake?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Heather said no.
You don't.
Good. We're good.
You don't?
No.
You
know,
I didn't cut her off. She told me no.
I got her. 2.5 weeks on the road, you eat garbage the whole time. And it's all fried.
I get that. There's nowhere good to eat.
That's oh, God. In Georgia, that sounds good to me.
All like,
we're still recording.
They're like, we don't eat as healthy as you. If you go to a Dairy Queen and say, can I have a burger with no bun? They don't know what that means.
Give you a meatball.
So they in a little container, they put a patty and a piece of, like, tomato, and they're like, here.
And then they offer to put gravy on
it
for you.
Right.
Really? Little grits on the side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. I am moving on with the agenda. Can I get a motion to approve in 8.1 minutes from the BOE meeting, June 13th, 2022?
So moved. Second.
All right. Roll call, please.
Director Blackham.
Aye.
Director Booth.
Aye.
Director Frumfeller.
Yes.
Director Kircher.
Aye.
Director Olson.
Aye.
I spilled cake on my list.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from special Board of Education meeting on June 22nd, 2022?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Director Blackham.
Aye.
Director Booth.
Aye.
Director Frumfeller.
Yes.
Director Kircher.
Aye.
Director Olson.
Aye.
All right, thank you. We're going to go on to the communications part of the agenda. And Ron, you've been waiting all night for this.
We already covered it.
We did. We got everything communicated you needed communicated.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Very good. Douglas, you're up.
Well, I don't have a proclamation for you all, but I do want to say thank you. Thank you for the partnership that we've had, for the work that you do as board members, because you know, this volunteer.
We got a big paycheck.
And it's not something that I think the general public really understands or appreciates what you do. Because it's like, for example, every other week coming to a meeting for a couple of hours on a Monday night. I mean, and there's a lot of other things that you guys could be doing with your time. And the retreats, and you know, reading the board packets, and listening to constituents, and all of that. And so I appreciate the partnership that we've had. I appreciate the work that you do, and I think that the thing that our staff really appreciates and has over the years is how much the board understands the challenges of our staff and does the best it can to recognize that and to support staff. And I think these proclamations, especially the last couple of years, kind of are representative of the really good partnership there was between our parents, our students, our staff, the board, to get through a very difficult time. And you guys were part of that from November through really kind of the end of March when things really, when that period was really intense this year. So anyway, I've enjoyed it. I'm going to miss all of you. And Elizabeth, it's been my home for a long time since our youngest son was in kindergarten. He's now like 6'4". But he started out in with Miss A.G., as a kindergarten teacher. Andres, our next oldest, had Mr. Ott as a third grade. And then Miss White, Justina White, was the fifth grade teacher that Maria had. And it's hard. I mean, I would never have thought that I would be here. I didn't know how long. I mean, I didn't like have a plan or anything, but 13 years. And I don't regret any of it.
Except resigning.
Yeah.
You regret.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you can still fix that.
No, I feel like it's a good time. As I mentioned, I think, to you guys a couple of years ago, the challenge that I saw in continuing to work here would be staying really fully engaged, 100%. And I feel like I've been able to do that, but I wasn't sure that I could do that every day, year after year, for the future.
Are you excited you don't have to call weather-related stuff?
I am. I'm excited I don't have to call weather-related stuff. And I'm excited, honestly, to not be in a board meeting every other Monday night for
every week, right?
Almost
now,
two decades.
Forever.
So, and, you know, not I haven't suffered with it. And it's not, you know, my family's been super supportive. So I'm looking forward to some of the changes, but I what's been interesting, just getting to know a little bit St. Vrain, is they have the same issues. I think all schools, I mean, what's going on, you know, for kids, for staff, for communities, it's not all that different. You know, communities have maybe a little more of this or a little less of that. But, you know, like graduation. And, you know, hearing they had some of the same issues that we had. In terms of who participates and who's recognized and all these things. And I really enjoy the work, so I'm looking forward to just doing it in a different setting, different scale, and continuing to learn. And I feel like the support that I've gotten from you, from the staff, from the community, has been tremendous. And I think it's helped me to be the best that I can in doing this, and that's why I feel really satisfied with my work here, is I felt like I kind of could be the best that I could be. And I really appreciate that. So thank you.
I speaking for me, it's been an honor an honest-to-God honor and privilege to work with you over the last 4.5 years. I think you are, you've got the right focus. It's the kids in mind. I've never met anybody that's so sharp and, I don't know, and articulate on every issue that comes to the forefront. I mean, it's not, you have to, you know, sit and kind of ponder. Well, sometimes you did, but not very often. But if you did, you came out with, you know, just a great response or solution. Or, you know, just a response that may not be a solution, but I've been working, well, you know, in the financial services industry for a lot of years, over 40. And I never met anybody like you, Douglas, and I really appreciate it. And I've enjoyed it. I'm going to miss you. And it does make me angry, but, you know, I'll get over it. And, you know. So anyway, thank you for all you've done for me. And you've really educated me. So.
And I think this, for you, with you taking lesser of a role, not so demanding of you, is a great step for you for your early retirement. Because you've talked many years now that, you know, you wanted to go for another 6 years, or now it's maybe 5 years. But, I mean, this is a great step, so you're not totally burned out on it for a pre-retirement thing. I mean, I personally will miss you greatly. I think you were awesome for our school, and I'm sad for our schools.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not talking no more.
I'll never forget during your interview, during the process, it was in the foods room that, you know, because we kind of moved everybody around, and you brought out something from the kids of Ridgeway, and that was so impressive to me that it wasn't about you and your accolades and your activities. You brought something from the kids to show what Ridgeway was about. And that really kind of tipped the scale in my mind, that you had the trust in them and found an artifact that could speak to Ridgeway, because it was barely on the map in my mind. And that made it so real. Not only is there a district there, but here are kids who are producing things that make a difference. And so, I mean, from not even day one, before day one, I knew there was going to be a special relationship.
Yeah, and I think as a teacher, you recognize how inspirational kids can be for us. And I think, you know, that's why it's been such a privilege to do this work, because it's the opportunity to be inspired by our kids, whether they're, you know, kindergartners or graduating seniors. And that's, I think, what's kept me going. And I don't see kids like a teacher does, or like the book. But it's one of the reasons why I've always enjoyed taking board members to schools, because it's like, okay, this is where it's happening, and it really is happening in the classroom. And that's where sometimes I've gotten into trouble, because all of our staff want to be considered, you know, everybody makes a contribution. And it's true. I mean, Jason makes a huge contribution. But I can say this, and you can fire me, is that really the work that our teachers do, that's the essence of what schools are about. Because it's those teachers with the students that are making a difference day after day. And our students look up to our teachers, and our teachers are always, you know, expected to be at their best. And it's hard every day to come in and be on for kids. And so I think the commitment that our staff have had for our students has, like, been inspirational for all the staff to see what our teachers do for kids. And it's been great to be a part of a district where that's so clear, and our parents recognize. I think that's why we passed. It's like the bond or the levy, because people saw how much our staff will do, not for an administrator, not for the board, but for the kids. And it's a privilege to be a part of an organization where that's so clear. So I'm going to miss it a lot.
So I didn't get very long to learn from you. Would you?
You can change that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we can reverse that.
Yeah.
It's not June 30th.
Yeah, technically. Let's avoid it.
So thank you. That's the end of my report.
Can you send pictures from Spain to Jason?
Again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you leave tomorrow morning?
No, I don't leave. Yes, I leave tomorrow evening.
Evening. Okay.
So I don't even have the luggage out of the basement yet.
Oh, wow.
So, that would give me anxiety.
I was tempted by the, like, filling in earlier gaps tonight, but, yeah. But I'll be fine. It's like tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Oh.
You have to check in.
I may check in.
Okay. Oh, do it, yeah.
You know, men can do that, though. Men can pack in, like, 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
And it's really annoying.
You're going with your wife, right?
And youngest son.
And she's already got him packed.
She's probably.
Just
no, not him, but she has had herself packed.
Well, she knows that.
Today, hopefully. Because if I get home and nobody's packed...
Do you check? Do you check luggage?
Yes. Yeah,
see, our plan for Europe, 3 weeks, is one carry-on and a backpack.
Yeah,
and
good.
And so we'll have one set of nice clothes to go into, you know, special places. The rest is going to be casual. And
yeah,
I'm really worried
less
about
is
it.
Better.
I have thought.
Sound fun to me. I like options.
You can buy things.
Well, she came to Casby with 4 different boots.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah, Casby was only 2 days.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. Yeah. But she, you know, our friends that are going with us, they said, oh, they travel all the time. Don't pack and put anything underneath. You know, yeah.
Well, especially because you're moving around a lot. We're
right.
Just kind of stay with family or not family, their family. But
How long are you going for?
It's like 3.5 weeks. I'm coming back early. I have to come. They're going to stay a little longer. But and it's the first trip for my son and I after my wife's father's passing.
Yeah.
So that'll be, and it's still fresh for everybody.
Sure. Yeah.
How many hour flight?
Well, the whole trip is close to, it's 16 to 18 hours. We fly from Denver to Munich, and then we have a little layover in Munich, and then another couple hours to
Spain.
Wow.
I keep reading about the flights being canceled, so I was thinking, maybe you got back
flying. Yeah, we drove this time to get some furniture.
But you didn't drive to, you flew back from Georgia, right?
No, 23-hour drive.
You drove?
Yeah. We've done it multiple times, but ever since I... got over my fear flying years ago. I was like, I'm never doing this drive ever again until you have to go back with a trailer. And that was with a trailer, hauling a huge trailer.
So furniture, you were picking
furniture,
up.
Furniture, my phone.
Booths.
All right.
Yeah, booths.
I will send pictures.
Well, thank
Anybody want to make, add any comments while we're on the subject? No?
And while we're recording.
And while we're recording. All right, Mike?
I just wanted to thank Douglas for everything. Coming from a different school district and, you know, working with Douglas in this time, it's been huge for me. It's been a great transition. Worked for different superintendents in the past, and to have the personal connection and stuff, and to actually have somebody empower, you know, me in the safety and security role to really make decisions and have full trust in the decisions that I, you know, am able to make. It really sets the district up for success. And it's not ideal that he's departing, and it definitely caught me off guard, but I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity that he gave me and my wife here in the district, and our son will be a student here. I definitely owe you for everything, so I appreciate everything you've done.
Awesome. You're a find for the district.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last week, a $500,000 grant.
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and what that's going to do.
That's amazing. Awesome.
That's great. Well, thank you.
Can I echo that a little bit too? And feel a little bit sad that I don't get to learn under the Douglas learning tree for as long as I had hoped to. Working in communications and marketing, you find there's a lot of really fake people saying a lot of really fake things. And I try not to do that. And that was one of the things that attracted me here, was when I came and interviewed, people were so authentic. And learning from Douglas and his authenticity and his forthrightness and in the way he wants things communicated. But I mean, I feel like I've learned more in the last 9-10 months, however long it's been, than years of just the understanding of your audience and how to communicate directly to them and cut through all the junk and just communicate and be on target with what you're about. And for us, that's the students. So I will remember that forever. So thank you, sir.
Whereas, you're awesome. Whereas...
And can I point out that you're not listed under the employee separation list? So maybe it's not official.
Yeah. Here we go.
That's because you guys had a special meeting to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
You mutually terminated the contract.
You did.
You did. What was the very first thing you did after I submitted my resignation? You went...
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Don't let the door dive hit you.
You okay, Kristen?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll cry with you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You don't like that people cry.
You know.
Okay. Ron, any?
We've chatted.
Have you already chatted? did all that?
Where are the tears, Ron?
Yeah. No, he's crying inside.
Can you see that?
Right? Yeah, right. Oh, God, that would have been... We would have had to get Centennial Health over here.
Everybody.
Yeah. All right.
It would have been great.
Well, Douglas, thank you. We're going to miss you.
Very great.
You've been a blessing for this district.
This district's been a blessing for me.
Yeah. And your family, too. The two-year family.
Oh.
Thank your family, because they've really given up.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They made a lot of sacrifices.
Yeah.
You know? And so give them my love. Okay? All right. All right. So we're going to move on to the consent agenda. Can I get a motion to approve 10.1 through 10.4?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Roll call, please.
Dr. Blackham?
Aye.
Dr. Booth?
Aye.
Dr. Grumpeller?
Yes.
Dr. Carter?
Aye.
Dr. Olson?
Aye.
All right, thank you. Moving on to action items, we've got a few. 11.1, can I get a motion to approve 11.1, approval of SROIGA?
Can you tell me what the IGA?
Intergovernmental Agreement.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's called an MOU. It might be called an MOU here.
Mm-mm. Oh, it is. Agreement.
Because it's two government agencies.
Okay.
So moved.
So moved, okay.
Sorry, just so you know, Douglas signed it. It doesn't require board signature.
Okay.
Just approval.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Dr. Blackham?
Aye.
Dr. Booth?
Aye.
Dr. Frumfeller?
Yes.
Dr. Carter?
Aye.
Dr. Olson?
Aye.
All right. Motion to approve 11.2, approval of copier lease.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. Roll call, please.
Dr. Blackham?
Aye.
Dr. Booth?
Aye.
Dr. Frumfeller?
Yes.
Dr. Carter?
Aye.
Dr. Olson?
Aye.
All right. And motion to approve 11.3, beginning fund balance resolution 21-22 full year.
Fiscal.
Fiscal year. Thank you. Thank you.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Dr. Blackham?
Aye.
Dr. Booth?
Aye.
Dr. Frumfeller?
Yes.
Dr. Carter?
Yep, aye.
Dr. Olson?
Aye.
All right. Motion to approve 11.4, appropriation resolution for supplemental 21-22 fiscal year budget.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Dr. Blackham?
Aye.
Dr. Booth?
Aye.
Dr. Frumfeller?
Yes.
Dr. Carter?
Aye.
Dr. Olson?
Aye.
Okay. Motion to approve 11.5, beginning fund balance resolution 22-23 fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Nope. Roll call, please.
Dr. Blackham?
Aye.
Dr. Proof?
Aye.
Dr. Frumfiller?
Yes.
Dr. Kircher?
Aye.
Dr. Olson?
Aye.
Okay. Motion to approve 11.6, Interfund Borrowing Resolution 22-23 fiscal year.
So moved. Second.
All right. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Dr. Blackham?
Aye.
Dr. Booth?
Yes.
Dr. Frumfiller?
Yes.
Dr. Kircher?
Aye.
Dr. Olson?
Aye.
All right. Motion to approve 11.7, Appropriation Resolution 22-23 fiscal year budget.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
Yes. I'd just like to thank the board, thank Ron, thank Ken for the significant compensation increases that are represented in this budget. It's hard to keep up with other districts. It's hard to keep up with the cost of living. But these are pretty significant increases for staff and the adjustments to the classified schedules so that the district can be more strategic where it's needed and more flexible. I ran across Jason's kind of media announcement after you guys had approved that and was just wanted to highlight it again because I think it's a big deal and it's really important.
It's huge.
For the schools and for the community to have that, to have the confidence in Ron and his staff to be able to make that kind of increase. And I think it, you know, there are other districts that I've read about that are giving increases that don't really have the financial foundation, and they're acknowledging it. Like, yeah, we know that this isn't sustainable, but it's the right thing to do. And this, you know, and if this is a problem, we can fix it later. And that's not our situation. And so, I'm hopeful that the staff really feel the support from the board, and that Ron was able to make it all work, so that we could do this.
Thanks for the raise.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for our raise.
Yeah, that's
right. It was a good 100% increase.
Yeah, it was. It was. You know, where else could you get that? Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Dr. Blackham?
Aye.
Dr. Booth?
Aye.
Dr. Frumfeller?
Yes.
Dr. Kircher?
Aye.
Dr. Olson?
Aye.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve 11.8 IDEA?
Oh, my bad. I'm so sorry. You're right.
Oh, IDEA funding certification?
So second.
Any discussion?
IDEA stands for, I just lost it.
IDEA?
Disability Education.
Individual? Disability Education Act.
Yeah, I think so.
Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. Mm-hmm. So it's special ed.
Okay. They should have that written on their form.
And any discussion? No?
Yeah, they don't.
No, they don't.
No. Roll call, please.
Director Blackham?
Aye.
Director Booth?
Aye.
Director Frumfiller?
Yes.
Director Kircher?
Aye.
Director Olson?
Aye.
All right. Motion to approve 11.9, approval of property and liability insurance, workers' compensation insurance, fuel storage, pollution liability, and cyber liability.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Director Blackham?
Aye.
Dr. Booth?
Yes.
Director Frumfiller?
Yes.
Director Kircher?
Aye.
Director Olson?
Aye.
All right. Motion to approve 11.10, Chromebook picture purchase authorization.
So moved.
Second.
Tired. It's all that sugar in that cake. Yeah. It's making you punchy.
Any discussion? Nope. All right, roll call, please.
Dr. Blackham?
Aye.
Dr. Booth?
Yes.
Dr. Frumfiller?
Yes.
Dr. Kircher?
Aye.
Dr. Olson?
Aye.
All right. And then motion to approve 11.11, second and final reading of revised policy JCDB-Administration of Medical Marijuana to Qualified Students.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Yeah, it's a different file number. Online, it's JLCDB.
Did I copy the wrong one? Sorry.
It's Administrative Medical Marijuana to Qualified Students. It's still that, but it's on our agenda. It says JCDB.
And online it's JLCDO.
I miss, yeah. Just so we have.
You missed the L maybe?
Okay. Yeah, I was missing the L.
On the agenda.
All right.
Yes. Thank you, Kim.
Okay. All right. Any discussion? Thank you for that. Okay, roll call, please.
Director Blackham?
Aye.
Director Booth?
Aye.
Director Comfiller?
Yes.
Director Carter?
Aye.
Director Olson?
Aye.
All right, next one is 11.12, and it is the Elizabeth School District Resolution. I'm going to read this to everybody, so bear with me. I'm getting tongue-tied already, so this, you know, it's... But anyway, we'll get it. Whereas Elizabeth School District is the owner of real property located in Elbert County, and more particularly described as follows. Section 18 Township, 8 Range, 64 Subdivision, Elizabeth Phillips Additional Block 22, Lots 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, Block 18, Lots 1, 2, 3, 10, 11, 12, Block 23, Lots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Block 26, Lots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Block 27, Alleys in Blocks 22 and 23, 5.18A or 213,888 square feet, real property. And whereas pursuant to CRS 22-32-1101E, the Board of Education of the school district hereby determines that the real property will not be needed within the foreseeable future for any purpose authorized by law and therefore may be conveyed. And whereas the Board of Education desires to convey the real property to Francis Gay and or assigns for the purchase price of $825,000, and subject to the terms and conditions set forth in the contract to buy and sale real estate commercial, dated June 27, 2022, the purchase contract. Now, therefore, be it resolved, one, that the Board of Education hereby determines that the real property will not be needed within the foreseeable future for any purpose authorized by law and, therefore, may be sold and conveyed to Francis Gay and or assigns. Two, that the Board of Education hereby approves and ratifies the purchase contract and authorizes and directs the board president or superintendent of schools, the authorized signers, to execute all other agreements, instruments, and documents required in connection therewith, and to take all other action on behalf of the school district as may be deemed necessary to give effect to the conveyance of the real property. Three, all action heretofore taken, not inconsistent with the provisions of this resolution, by the Board of Education, its officers and agents, directed toward the conveyance of the real property is hereby ratified, approved, and confirmed. Four, if any section, paragraph, clause, or provision of this resolution shall for any reason be held to be invalid or unenforceable, the invalidity or unenforceability of such section, paragraph, clause, or provision shall not affect any of the remaining provisions of this resolution. Five, as a condition of acceptance of the contract to buy and sell, the Board of Directors of the Elizabeth School District shall authorize the President of the Board to sign any land use applications or permit applications submitted by the buyer to the Town of Elizabeth, Elbert County, or any other governmental agency in buyer's pursuit of approvals for buyer's intended use of the property. Such signature by the President shall not constitute Elizabeth School District's or the Board of Directors' support, endorsement, or participation in any such potential use. And the Elizabeth School District and the Board of Directors shall be indemnified from any liability created by such action.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All right. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Director Blackham.
Aye.
Director Booth.
Yes.
Director Baumfeller.
Yes.
Director Carter.
Aye.
Director Olson.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Dang, that was a lot. All right. We're moving on to discussion items, and we do. Craig brought up an idea or a thought around 12.0. Craig, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. The schools have the military flags. I know three for sure. I'm pretty sure all of them do. Yeah. But they don't have the Space Force, and that is, you know, a recognized department. We actually had a young man from here was named Chief Master Sergeant, Master Sergeant of the Space Force. And so I think it's, I don't know if we overlooked it, but I think we need to recognize those people who have served or are serving in the Space Force.
Very similar to the, you know, Marines, the Army, right. The Navy, and right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm
totally for it.
Totally for
absolutely.
It, yeah. So we need to just order the, the flag for?
And whatever they use to put it on their walls.
Okay.
It's like a curtain rod and brackets.
Okay.
And right. Each school might be slightly different. So.
Yeah. Okay. Kristen's on it?
Yeah, I'll coordinate with Mark and get an understanding of what size each school has and how they're displayed.
That's great. What up? Do we identify... you say the student is a master sergeant. Do we identify on the wall, like under the flag, the students that went on to...
That would be a huge list.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. So, no, we don't have...
So, be, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yes.
A good future thought, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I think that's excellent. Thank you for bringing that to all of our attention.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Just for historical awareness... The existing ones were Ron's project.
Ooh, idea. Oh, nice.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah. Pretty soon we'll have an Avs flag. And then next year we're going to have a Broncos flag for the Super Bowl.
No? Not maybe as
not
important.
Next year.
No. All right. Board of Education Planning, our next board meeting will be August 8th, 2022. So we take the month of July off.
And it's important because for you new board members, it's important to take the month off. It's important to take a break because if you don't, that new school year starts and the pace, and if you haven't had a breather, you begin to feel it. And you guys can probably.
And Kristen needs a break from us.
Right.
I would never
too.
Say that.
Yeah.
No, you're never you're say never that.
That. Should I talk about the other issue? No. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. It's not an issue that it's not a surprise to anybody. But anyway. Okay. Cool. Thank you. All right. With that, I adjourn this meeting at 8:22 p.m.